Welcome to this special service of worship in the Taizé tradition. Many of you probably are aware of what Taizé is and what it means, but some of you might not know about that, and I thought before we start the service, I will tell you a little bit about the origin and the history of Taizé. Taizé actually is a small little town in France. That's all that is. But the Taizé community is an ecumenical Christian community in Taizé in France. And it's composed of more than 100 brothers from both Protestant and Catholic traditions. They originate from about 30 countries around the world. And it was founded in 1940 by Brother Roger Schütz, a Protestant Swiss minister. He was pondering actually what it really meant to live a life according to the scriptures, and he began a quest for a different expression of the Christian faith. This was in 1940, World War II, because his native Switzerland was neutral and thus less affected by World War II, he felt that France would be ideal for his vision. He eventually settled in Taizé, which was a small, desolate village. He purchased a small house that would eventually become the home of the Taizé community. It was only miles south of the demarcation line. Those of you who remember your history, during World War II, part of France was occupied by the German, the other half was sort of like a puppet Vichy government. And this Taizé community was located just a couple miles away from the demarcation line. And his home became a sanctuary for countless refugees. On November 11, 1942, the Gestapo occupied his house while he was in Switzerland raising funds to aid in the refugee ministry. He was not able to return to Taizé till 1944. On Easter 1949, seven brothers committed themselves to a life following Christ in simplicity, celibacy, and community. The monastic order has a strong devotion to peace and justice through prayer and meditation. In 1969, a young Belgian doctor became the first Catholic to pledge his life to this community. And as I said, right now it's a community that's ecumenical. The community saw the Western European in origin as sought to include people and traditions from worldwide. And this is demonstrated in the music and the prayers sung in many languages and have included chants from the Orthodox tradition as well. The music emphasizes simple phrases, usually lines from the Psalms or other pieces of scripture, repeated and also sung in rounds. In 1960, people began to visit the Taizé community. A new church was built as the village church has become too small. The Church of Reconciliation was built with the help of volunteers. And the cross that you see in front here is a replica of the large cross that is in that particular church. The community has become an important site of Christian pilgrimage. Over 100,000 young people make a pilgrimage there every year. And by the end of 1970, the community has really decided to focus on youth. So most of these pilgrims that come during the summer are young people. So if you are new to Taizé and to Taizé services, we just invite you to listen to the music and join in as you feel comfortable. Each song will be introduced by the piano. So today we don't have a song leader, we don't have announcements, but we do have a children's time. And because Meredith is going to explain what Taizé is all about for the children. So I invite the children to come up and join Meredith up front.
Good morning. So if you were listening to Nell, we're going to have a different kind of service this morning, and it's called Taze. And one of the things that I think about when I think about all the Christians all over the world is that everybody has different ways that they worship. Have you ever been to a different church than this one?
I have.
You have? And did they, was their church service exactly like this one?
No, not quiet, but it was loud.
It was loud? Okay. So different people worship God. Yes, Monica? Mm-hmm. They worship God in different ways and pray in different ways. And one of the things that, if you were listening to Nell, she talked about a Taze community in the country of France, which is in Europe. And they hope to bring different people together from all different places and worship God and pray together in a way that anybody can do. And one of the ways that they do that is they sing, or sometimes we call it chanting, in a way that it's the same word or the same couple words repeated over and over and over again. And it's one way that we can just focus on those words and hopefully really make those mean something to us. So when you think about God and Jesus and coming to church and the Bible, what are words or a couple words or phrase that you think means something special? Is there something that comes to mind when you think about God? Monica?
Christmas?
Okay. What about Christmas? So Jesus was born. And what's one of the things we talk about when we talk, do we talk about love or peace? Do you know the song Peace Before Us? So that's kind of a song that I think of when we think about the Taze style. It's got very simple words, and we usually sing it a couple times and try to focus on those words. And we can also just think about, we can make one up. So I thought this morning we can make up our own Taze song and sing it together. And we'll just sing it, you sing it again and again and again, and try to really think about the words that you're saying. And one of the things I think about when I think about God is that God is love. So I thought we could do a Taze song using the words God is love. And we can just make up our own tune. So can you come here, Daniel? Daniel? Kai, come here. Come closer. So we're going to think about these words called God is love. And we'll sing it like, God is love, God is love. We'll just sing that a couple times together. Can you sing that with me? God is love, God is love. God is love, God is love, God is love, God is love. now we're going to go sit at the back and listen. We'll all sit together and listen to the adults, and we can sing along to some of their songs that we're doing this morning. And then at some point, Miss Bethany will help us go downstairs, right? Yeah? And we'll have, you're going to have Sunday school during church this morning, so that's kind of cool. Oh, we'll go back and we'll talk about it. All right. So thanks for singing with me, and that's a form of prayer. And so we're going to go listen to some more song prayers.
Thank you. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all say, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Thank you.
This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant, according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you.
For the victims of war and violence, O God, we pray. For those wounded by the constraints and the harshness of life, O God, we pray. For the elderly and the ill who are alone, O God, we pray. For those who devote their energies to restoring peace, to creating justice, to helping those who suffer, O God, we pray. O Christ, who died and rose for us, so that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God.
Making a transition from independent living.